Blog this Talk Radio.
I got some pussy jokes to do.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
No man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight on to the finish, and then when it's all done, we'll cry glory, oh glory, oh.
Selma is now for every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, glory. Oh,
DLC with Gary Norris Gray. You can call in at 646-727-3649. Thank you, Black Athlete Sports Network, for sponsoring the Grey Leopard Code. And it is now in its 10th year. Send news to Gary and Gray at blackathlete.com. Or Norris19 at att.net, Diabales Produce Store, El Cerrito, California, 510-235-1233 is one of the sponsors. Our new sponsor is Reality Sports Group in Reston, Virginia. Other sponsors are the New England Informer Magazine, with Doreen Wade, CEO, Boston, Massachusetts, Michael Lewis Ingram, afternoons and Wednesday nights on blogtalkradio.com. You can call 718-508-9216. That's 718-508-9216. Get your Canadian, Philadelphia, New York groove on with the Soul Patrol. Soul Tree Radio in the raw. May my second radio home, WCLM 1450, with Sports Talk by Cowboy Reggie and the Sports Talk crew. The little old mystery man on Saturday afternoon. He will make you smile, he'll make you laugh with music of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Listen to WCLM 1450 and WCLMRadioOnline.com, the heart and soul of Richmond, Virginia. Pat Freeman, the mighty Oba from WUFO, 1080 Buffalo, New York. Young star Travis Singleton and his Kicks for Grades in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. If your kids are getting A's in school, then contact Travis on Facebook.com. Listen to Brother Anthony Johnson on The Anthony Johnson Show on Saturday at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern Time. Political Food for the Soul. Remembering Roland Rogers, CEO of BASN in New York City, and the family of BASN writers and broadcasters. Cannot forget the 707 and 609 for their support. Want to be a sponsor? Check in the Code Caravan email. You can email Gary and Ray at blackathletes.com. or NARS19@att.net. Join the Cove Caravan, the Soul Patrol, Ad Nation, WCLM, on Facebook.com. Please visit our website, www.blackathlete.com, and get a different look at the sports world. You'll be surprised at what you find. Call the Great Leopard Cove at 646-727-3649. That's 646-727-3649. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We got trouble in America today. Nine more people have died since the showman burned. How many more people are going to do this? We have an epidemic in India and in Brazil. Thousands of people died a day in Brazil and in India. Yet we have people in the United States that still will not take the vaccine. Let me make this perfectly clear. If you don't have the vaccine, you're not coming to my house anytime. We need to stop this virus now. Have you noticed? Have you noticed that the flu epidemic of 2021 was down 70%? I wonder why. How about wearing the mask? about doing that. America, stop your foolishness. You are so ingrained in your rights. You are so ingrained in me first. My body, my right. Okay, all right. Okay, you say this. And yes, you let the Supreme Court go up against Roe v. Wade. You want gun rights, but you won't let women's rights. How does that work? How does that work? You can't tell me. You just can't tell me. Because you want vaccines on your terms. It's proving the same lies, but you're saying I want my right. I got this right to review it. Yeah, you do. I'll tell you what. Once you threaten other people's lives, it becomes a communal issue. What about gun violence? That is endangering the whole America. But you don't hear that, do you? My right to carry a gun. Yeah, it is. Meanwhile, thousands are dying. 56,000 people will die this year by guns. 56,000. What are you doing? We had the highest murder rate in the world. Yes, that is. By guns. Stop your foolishness. Stop it. I feel sorry for this country, because it doesn't listen to reason at all. The reason you sat there, and let a racist, sexist, homophobic, disablest become president of the United States. And then said, that's okay. It didn't get serious until after the people invaded the Capitol. And like, oh shit, this is real. Yeah, it's real. This man unleashed a wall of hate. This man unleashed a wall of ignorance. And yet, Republican Party still remains the back of Donald J. Trump. What's up with y'all? You're still backing Donald J. Trump. After what he's done. Over 500,000 people died because of this move. You had a woman in Berkeley. Yes, this is me. In Berkeley. Follow the UPS truck. Why did you follow the UPS truck? Because the driver was black. She got out of her car, called her every name under the sun, because he is black. in the van. We had to go get a bunch of help. This is what the leadership of the Republican Party has allowed to happen again. I am no Obama fan. I am no Biden fan. But they have common sense. The Republican Party has no common sense whatsoever. People, listen to what I'm saying. You have bridges all across the nation. You have roadways all across the nation that have not been repaired for decades. What are you going to do? Wait till it fall down? Wait till you see potholes? That's what you're waiting for. I know it. That's what you're waiting for. Beware. Because it happened years ago in the Midwest. A bridge collapsed in the middle of driving. Then you gotta go fix it. Meanwhile, 40 people died that day. In the water. Republicans say, we can't afford it. But y'all get for the tax hike. Forget that. I am getting mentally tired of the gay regime. You support a man who doesn't give a damn by anybody but himself. Y'all might realize that in January. You have a son who is lying his ass off again when they investigated him. Have you noticed that the Biden thing has cooled out? Interesting, huh? Have you noticed that Biden is not messing with the FBI or CIA? Unlike his predecessor. See, this is what white people do. I'm sorry to say it this way, but this is what white people do. Until they get caught, it's all right. Derek Chauvin got caught. And Derek Chauvin couldn't get away with it because of who he was. Derek Chauvin thought that he could walk away from this without any problems. But what he didn't count on was the American public. Didn't count on that. It was so bad that they couldn't cover this up. It was so bad that they couldn't carry him away and made him free later on, because they knew that they did that all hell would break loose. Like I said in my article, it was a cookie. This is a cookie. We can use your man if you don't tear up our cities. We can use your go man if you don't burn up our police cars. We can use your man if we don't kill another police officer. It shouldn't be that way. But it is. There Larry Chauvin is guilty. Like, guilty of the George Floyd death. He's guilty of privilege. He's guilty because he abused his privilege. He's guilty because he assumed, oh, I can do this. Nobody gonna touch me. I can do this. Now, folks, you know, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. It hasn't come yet. It's coming. It has not arrived yet. It's coming. They think that the Americans dodged a bullet by convicting Chauvin. It ain't over because you will not do the right thing. You will not do the correct apparatus of the system. Let me tell you what I'm talking about here. Derek Chauvin will get sentenced probably 20 years, more or less. He will be out in 10 or 5. He'll walk his way. It will carry on. Meanwhile, our current president, who signed into law the marijuana laws, people are still in jail for that. Now marijuana is legal. He goes to and gets them. You have black men in jail for 5 or 10 years for marijuana. We gotta change this. I know this is a sports show. Yeah, it's a sports show, alright. But time for a reality check. I urge Congress to do something. I urge the Senate to do something. This political stalemate is not good for the country, it's not good for the people. Time to get off of your asses and do your job. That means yes, you, Senator McConnell. Stop brick walling stuff. Yes, it means the Black Caucus, get out of your minds. I'm going to tell you, folks. It is time for a boycott. What I mean is this. America that understands two things. They understand money, and they understand violence. You want to change something, and you want results, you do one or the other. Understand that. Example. Go back to 1976. The Coca-Cola company said, we don't hire any black executives. Okay, fine. We're not drinking Coke at all. Within 3 or 4 months, Coca-Cola company executive of Cocoa, Birmingham, Alabama. Y'all Negroes in the back. Okay. We're not riding your bus. A whole year not riding the bus. The bus company over there broke. Okay, what y'all want? We can ride the bus now, anywhere we want. America understands that. You take money away, you got a question. We're at that point again. Y'all killing us left and right. It's time for a boycott. It's time to not buy gas. It's time to not buy groceries for 3 or 4 months. It's time to not buy any products for 3 or 4 months. I'm gonna say something. You don't buy gas for 3 months. Let's see what happens. You don't go to Walgreens, Walmart, Safeway, Acme for 3 months. You get 500,000 people doing that. We'll get answered in. That's where we need to go. It's time for boycott, folks. What I want you to do is go to YouTube and look up David Chappelle's comedy routine. But he wasn't doing a comedy about Chauvin and the George Floyd murder. You need to hear that. You need to hear that. Now, for Candace Owens, Tammy Lauren, Juju Chang, Leon Lim, y'all need to get a new job. Y'all helping us. Candace Owens, you should be ashamed of yourself. Amy Lawrence, well, I expect that from you. Leon Lim and Juju Chang, I'm surprised. You two know better. Because of who you are. Candace Owens, I wonder how much you're getting paid. Leon Lim, is it worth your marriage? Juju Chang, who paid you to do what you do? See, what, right now we have no black media, or very few black media to cover this. I know I'll go off about it today, but I have to, because this is on my mind all week long. What Juju Chang, Leon Lim, Amy Lawrence and Candace Owens, they are the messenger now. They are the town crier now. These four ladies carry the poison pen. These four ladies carry the agenda of the conservative right wing. Candace Owens is African American. Candace Owens, what really got me with her is this episode with George Floyd. Now, as a black woman, shame on you. Candace, we defend each other. No matter how bad we are, we defend each other. I don't like you. I don't like what you say and what you do. But I will defend you. I don't like your politics. But I will defend you. I don't like your attitude toward black men. Well, I defend you. Candace Owens, white people love you because you're carrying a message. Tammy Lauren, you're a lost soul. You are a lost soul. You are so angry. You don't know what to do with yourself. Tammy, the last 4 years you were in heaven because you got what you wanted. I'm just changing. And I'll go back to the boycott. We have got the boycott. We got the boycott Fox News. I bet they'll get a rating. Boycott the people who get on their ass using a Ajax or a Tide commercial or Google commercial or whatever. You write it down. And you write Google and say, I'm not supporting you because you're on Fox News. You know, we've come a long way since the Rodney King episode. The one thing that stands out in the Rodney King episode is this. Some people still say and still believe that Rodney King has stood still and not moved. You'll be all right. If Rodney King did not resist, he'd be okay. My question to these individuals is this. Why did it take 5 police officers to get him down? Say David Eric Garner. 5 officers to get him down. Timmy Rice, Oscar Grant, need I go on? Republicans also do this. When they get into a corner, they start spouting statistics. We know it's only 5%. Well, you know, it's only 140 people. Then they get caught with their pants down. They go to numbers. Recently, hate crimes have doubled. So what do? They go back, look up the numbers. 5 people in 1 month, and this year it's 10 people. Oh, I'm talking about 5 more people. That's all it is. It's doubled. It happened in the first place. they didn't go by numbers. Well, you know, it's only 12% of African Americans. Why 40% of the deaths? Why is this proportionate? More white people get killed. That may be true. But why are you doing that? To cover your ass. Who think you're bringing somebody to sports?
This is a very dangerous thing to do.
magazine and go into the game. I'm free now. No, no, no. You have to wear your mask. Keep your distance. I'm a walking bus. I hope they made this very clear. Sunday afternoon. Sunday also, and that's, man, an accident in the bus, but Damon has given the rat returns to the Brooklyn Nets. Scored 33 points over the Phoenix Suns. Green Bay, we got a problem. Aaron Rodgers was out of Green Bay. One, because he knows his days are ending. Why did gracefully play the last year of his contract and let the rookie take over? But his experience with Brett Favre, I think I dated him a little bit. I think you might see Rodgers in L.A. with the Rams or Chargers or with the Arizona Cardinals. It'll be down in southern. Aaron Rodgers will be in the southern part, southwest. He was out of Green Bay. That's obvious. The contentious child of Tim Tebow is at it again as he drives out for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, come on, man. You're 40 years old. Stop it. Just stop it. So Tim Tebow is trying out for the Jaguars at tight end. Why did he do this 10 years ago? 10 years ago! But no. You want to be quarterback. I want to be quarterback. We got Reggie Redder, Reggie.
Big J rolling in on the Sixers. Tim Tebow, baby. Tim Tebow said, I'm white, I got privilege, and I can do what the hell I want to do. And don't forget, I'm Christian. He's an evangelical Christian. He said, it's my automatic domain that I can do what the hell I want. What's up, Big G?
I'm throwing you red meat, G.
I mean, upstaging the draft, G. Upstaging the draft. We got reports right now that Tim Tebow has tried out for tight end with the Jaguars. I'm like, who in the ham sandwich cares?
Colin Kaepernick. Cannot kneel for justice.
Yeah.
For Tim Tebow can kneel for the Lord.
Of course.
The hypocrisy is outrageous. The hypocrisy is enormous. And once again, here it is once again. Now Tim Tebow comes back to football.
Hey, look, I got one thing to say, G. Have you seen the tight end of 2021 versus the tight end when Tim Tebow was running around with his little blood on his face, talking that he's never going to let it happen again? I'm going to lead this team. And see, his coach down there with the Jaguars, he does not have a history of sticking around too long. Give him 2 or 3 years when that kitchen get hot and he's got 3 losing records to see how fast he cuts bait and get out of town.
It ain't gonna be too long.
How can a man with health issues get so many coaching jobs? Can you answer that for me, G?
No. What I
wonder
is the NFL, when are we gonna have
Well, G, can we be intellectually honest about this?
Oh,
come
yeah.
on. Just be intellectually honest about this. Okay, you had Ozzie Newsome, who was general manager of the Baltimore Ravens, who bought him not one, but two Super Bowls. He's retired, okay? You got a general manager with the Cleveland Browns, okay? General manager with the Miami Dolphins, okay? And you got the brother with the Detroit Lions. Now, yes, the arms got a G. Now, it's up to the ownership to bring in who they want. But if these franchises want to keep over and over again, having losing records, having mediocrity, then that's on them.
Yep.
So my concern is not about the so-called job. My concern is the so-called politicians who look like us who allowed this to get away. Vice President Kamala Harris says no racism in America, but I digress. When you got people like that that go around here and want to appease a certain money group, Congressional Black Caucus, and a certain congressman, South Carolina. Hey, we gotta keep it real, G. When you got people who look like us who are in bed with your oppressor, then you sit there and say, why are the ham sandwiches just happening? Well, again, money is the root to all evil. And when you got somebody like 45 who's still walking around on the face of America after he tried to make a coup in his cohort, you have to wonder who laws are we following? Because obviously 45 must have been on both sides of the aisle because his ass should have been in jail. He should not be walking around
the street. Reggie. Who won the Civil War?
That's what I'm saying. Who lost all these
calls? We still made the Civil War.
Yep. You better believe it. They ain't got hoods on no more. They got suits. They got black robes. They got blue uniforms. I mean, come on, man. You know, Ray Charles and Stephen Wonder can see what's happening here.
I mean, come on.
I mean, we got to keep it 100, man. When you got people in leadership that are appeasing your oppressor and make them comfortable, that's a problem. Now, you know Tim Scott, he ain't of a skin and grin and Sambo, so I'm not even telling him because he serves his master very well.
So
when Kamala Harris...
This guy embarrassed me this last week.
It's not even,
why
does
this guy embarrass me? This guy embarrass me because he said words that I still can't believe I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, God bless his soul, but this guy said there is no racism in this country. What planet
yes,
is he on? This guy said that we have equal opportunity. What planet is he on? This guy said that Democrats
are
spending too much money. Well, he had a problem 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is the Harris Foundation talking
point. This guy, if he was a real man,
mm-hmm.
he would go up to McConnell and say, "Look, Mitch, we got to work this out."
He can't. He's so busy serving his masters very well.
He ain't gonna do that.
Right. He's doing
his
very
well. Yep.
That's what they do, man.
When she said, don't make George Floyd a hero, said, wait a minute. You're a black woman, and you're saying about George Floyd, who's being killed by a police officer.
She don't consider herself black. So you cussing at her.
I know.
You know,
I
she
know.
Don't consider herself black.
I know. Tammy Lauren, God bless her soul too. Tammy Lauren is an angry white woman. Tammy Lauren is the new Karen. We're gonna see a lot more Karens the next 3 years because they're mad.
Yep.
So,
and I can say this right now.
America is in bad shape.
Yeah, well, America is in America. America is
in bad shape.
Gary, let me ask you something, Gary. How was America founded?
A racism.
Okay, what did the people from England that were the bottom of the barrel come over here, and what's the first thing they did when they met the indigenous people?
These guys were excommunicated by the church.
Yeah,
they
but you gotta ask my question.
Gary, here's my question. This is American history. American history is a big lie.
I know, but Gary, here's my
lie.
Question. When the people came and met the indigenous people of this country, the original settlers, what did they do to the indigenous people when they got here?
They tried to kill them all.
And we tried to. They did. I mean, what, President Andrew Jackson? They bragged about how many Indians he killed with a knife.
What picture behind President Trump in the Oval Office? Andrew Jackson.
And that was done by design. You better believe it.
What did that tell you?
That was done by design. He knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. But the man's a gangster.
The Republican Party, I have no love for
a Republican
Party right now. No love.
Yeah, but Gary, let me tell you something. This is my opinion of why you see some black, I ain't say so many, some black folks go to Republican Party because they know they don't have time to wait in line on the Democrat side. Democrats are not without its faults. Of all the black folks that are in the Democrat Party, you got those same Negroes in there that block the young folks. And a lot of them know if they go to the Republican Party and they can go ahead and get elected, they can get paid, number one. They get exposure, number two. As long as they took the party line, they are set for the rest of their lives.
So what you get called an Republican Party is doing?
They don't care, Gary. What part do you not understand? They don't. And again, when the Democrat Party, like Kamala Harris, the vice president, said there's no racism in America, how you think young folks feel when they hear her say that?
The Democrat Party is as bad as the Republican Party. Republican Party will tell you, I don't like you because this is the way I am.
Yep.
Democrats fool around and play the word game.
Yep.
That's what they do.
Yep. And again, when the vice president said there's no racism, she's no different than Tim Scott because she's trying to appease our oppressor in order to make them comfortable. And for her to say that, where her vote for her heritage or being attacked is unforgivable. She's Asian. I want to have her Asian community feel when they hear that. We know how
well,
black folks feel, but how do Asians feel?
See, the Indian, and it, well, it's
oh, okay.
Very, very complicated issue, because they're Southeast Asian. They're not East Asian, they're Southeast Asian. India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, they're all Southeast Asians.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very, very different than Koreans, Japanese, Koreans, and Chinese. They're very different philosophies.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, but I got to say this, Gary, in my humble opinion, when you have a situation where the Vice President of the United States, who was talking about all this racism and bringing up black issues, now all of a sudden she's comfortable and she's set for life. Now she wants to sit back and say, there's no racism. When she goes out on the speaking engagement, Lord have mercy when she goes to HBCU, because you don't think they're going to not going to let her forget this.
Ms. Harris is an HBCU graduate. Correct?
That's what she claimed. Made her statement. I don't know.
Is it AKA, correct?
Yeah, but you wouldn't know by that statement she made.
Ms. Harris has been brainwashed, correct?
Yep.
And this is the thing. Ms. Harris is part of our generation. Our generation knows better. We know better, right? We went through the Martin Luther King. We went through the Baker Evers. We went through the Malcolm X's. We know the territory. So for her to say that is outrageous. Outrageous. Reggie there.
I think
we lost Reggie. We'll
come back. I'm here. A horse,
happy
a horse,
birthday
a horse, a horse.
To you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Hey, get that man some Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, come on. You the music man. Put some Stevie Wonder on there for that man. Happy birthday to you. Come on, Gary. Get that man some Stevie Wonder.
Well, thank you both. I'm still shaking off birthday cake.
Good for you.
Yes, sir. Get that man some Stevie Wonder.
Michael,
yes, sir.
Explain to me this.
Mm-hmm.
Why the Democratic Party will not or cannot challenge the Republican Party on the issue of race? Or they refuse to do so.
Well, I'll say hypocrisy is the main reason for this. You know, now, I'll say one thing about the group that we connect with here. You know, Professor Fred, you know, he's Republican. He leans to the right, but he's practical.
Yeah.
Fred will explain why something works. And this is what the parties don't do. They won't explain why shit works. If infrastructure is a basic issue, they won't say, you know what, well, whether I'm in Kentucky or Texas or New Jersey or Pennsylvania, this means jobs. And everybody will be at their dinner table with a dinner because they're going to have money in their pocket. You know,
that's right.
And when people are working, they ain't got time for the bullshit. And this is what they really don't want people to recognize. All right, so he got over with this stimulus thing. Now, if the infrastructure bill goes through, that's two things that the Democrats, in spite of their bungling, got right. The Republicans can't fight that. So they can't say, well, okay, let's stand on our record. What you got to stand on? Nothing. You ain't did shit. You spent more energy trying to stop shit than doing stuff. So it would really put their party in jeopardy. This is what they really don't want, but they can't help themselves because they're so stupid and because their racism is something they can't get out of the way of. So.
Michael, I think it is time for America to stop buying gas. I think it's time for America to stop going to Walgreens, Walmart, Sears, Pomeroy's, whatever. I think it's time for Americans to write down who is putting money in the pockets of Fox News.
Yep.
If you do a commercial of Fox News, you're buying your product.
But CG, this is why boycotts were effective back in the day. There were no newspapers or Fox News or great media sources that said, well, you know, these Negroes, they're going to not get on the buses and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Well, shit, everybody at church said, all right, y'all, this is what's up. You know, if you're in the Richmond area, these are the routes that we're not going to board or whatever it was not. We're going to hook up.
Ride the bus?
Rides, we're going to hook up. Ways that we can get people to church back and forth, blah, blah, blah. They did all of that. And it hurt because the buses were empty, but they knew black people were still going out. So eventually they said, what y'all want? When they got to the what you want stage, it was a wrap. They can't say that here because they don't know what they're going to do. This is one of those times where people just have to say, if Reggie, you and me, and Tony and others were sitting in the same location, and as Reggie likes to say, he talks about the local politicians and how effective they are. You just pass the word like you used to do back in the day, you know.
Well, Michael, what I see now, that commitment to excellence. Well, I don't see that commitment to that. See, if Gary Gray said today, all right, we're not going to ride Greyhound. We're not going to ride Greyhound. We're not going to go United Airlines.
Right.
I don't see people saying, you know what, Gary Gray is right. You know, we can't ride Greyhound or we can't ride
because people aren't being informed the same way anymore. Before, we had the personality of knowing that, well, you know, if they're not going to take care of black riders, if they're going to force us to sit in the back of the bus, we just fine. Y'all keep the bus. We'll go about our own business.
Yes,
we don't have that today. We have more exposure, but we have people willing to say shit and not do shit. You know. You can't tell the world, we're boycotting. You got to say, all right, we're going to do this, y'all, and then do it. And then all of a sudden, when they see that money not flowing, they're going to know what's going on, what did we do, what you want.
I'll tell you one thing.
Last summer,
right about this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA said, we ain't playing.
Yeah.
And the owners almost had a natural fit because it was right in the middle of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But get ready for playoff time.
month.
They didn't do, see, to me, yeah, it's even on.
You know something?
Go ahead, go ahead.
I'm thinking that when the NBA did what they did, they made everybody back up. Because the NBA players have a lot to lose because they had worked their way up past baseball, and they will never catch football, but they were so entrenched in as a solid number two choice among fans that people thought the last thing that they would do would be to cause some problems.
Bugged out. That's right. Exactly right. Mm.
So now that they did this, the Major League Baseball probably had to say, you know what? We have to stay on top of this. These politics that affect fans across the board and ultimately players across the board, we got to keep an eye on. I don't think 10 years ago, Major League Baseball, given the same circumstances, would have moved the All-Star game, you know, because of voting situations.
Yeah.
This is something totally new, and I don't think they're going to get used to it because it was so sudden. We talk about how conservative the football owners are, and baseball's just conservative. You know, there ain't certain things that is not going to go, you know, along the corporate formula, but they did this knowing that on the heels of everything else, there was a temperature that was being taken to people. They were sensitive to that, and whether they did it out of genuine concern, whether they did it because they thought it would give them a boost in ratings, they did it. And that's not a small feat. Because they didn't have to do anything. They just could have went along with the program and said, yeah, here we go. Here comes the All-Star game. We'll get what we get from them. So,
I'm proud of the way the NHL did last year. Very, very impressed with the NHL doing what they did last year.
Well, look at the NHL. They were the ones who saved team sports because of how they put their game on display.
They picked up
a lot of new fans. And then once they got into the season, all of a sudden it's like, all right, the fans didn't leave. So now they're solidly in there. And I doubt it they'll catch baseball, but in Canada – you know, it's business as usual. That's our culture.
Well,
and they had a great
time. They got a new network now.
Exactly.
Right.
TNT. That's right. That's a great deal. Because now you're getting the exposure that you're supposed to get. Maybe now more American teams besides the fucking Pittsburgh Penguins. Sorry, Ma. The Pittsburgh Penguins. And the Chicago Blackhawks will get exposed.
And the Washington Capitals are already.
Look, hockey is cool. And that everybody got to see it like that can only make it better. Because they always had a good product. But their product in comparison to football and basketball, it's like going to that local restaurant. Now, everybody know the food is good, but it's in the hood. So,
Michael,
unless you're coming down, you're going to enjoy it.
I'm real surprised that the Rangers, Devils, and Flyers will not make the playoffs again. This is the third year this has happened. They got to correct that fast.
That threw me. Now, the Rangers, because of the goaltending, I didn't think would make it. The Devils, the goaltending got better. But I didn't think they were going to make it. But the Flyers surprised me because they found their goaltender, and they had three strong lines, and they still ended
up. Well, they had a long losing streak in January.
They did. And if you don't play up the snuff, you're screwed. I mean, Brian Elliott ended up becoming the starting goaltender because Hart just didn't have any heart.
I thought he would be the goaltender of the future. I question that now.
I'm just wondering where his head was at because, you know, talent-wise, there's no reason why he should not be among the best. He proved his mettle.
For real, he's big too.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's ready to upgrade, but it just didn't happen. So, in this sport, you know, it's not maybe. You got to be. So, the NHL, from team to team, is still going to put out a good product. But in those big markets, especially on the East Coast, you want to have a New York franchise or New York area franchise in the mix.
I was thinking over that now.
And that's not helping, but they got a TV contract because they performed when people needed to see sports. And now that they've got them, they still have to be able to do something with them.
You know, next year is going to be very interesting in the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Because next year you have another franchise in Seattle called Seattle Kraken.
Yes.
And people who don't understand geography, this is very important.
It is.
Because add a franchise to the Northeast, it gives a rivalry to the Vancouver Canucks.
That's exactly what they want, and that's what should happen. I know they've been talking about special trains to the game because it is going to be that little hop over the border.
Yes.
But if you can stimulate hostilities, now the Seattle Thunderbirds, who are a minor league team, have always been there. So Seattle always had hockey interest. But with the Kraken coming in, you got a perfect matchup, at least in terms of logos, because you got the Kraken, the big octopus thingy, and you got the Canucks,
the orca
breaking through.
It's so cool.
Yeah, that's just like King Kong versus Godzilla. That's all right. That's fight, y'all. But it won't help if Seattle doesn't draft well in the expansion draft. And I don't think anybody's going to ever go to draft as well as the Vegas Knights.
The geography is just so perfect. You have Vancouver and Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
You have Calgary and Edmonton. And you have Winnipeg and Toronto. So it all worked out almost perfectly for the region.
The Canadian division was an idea that I guess was ready. You know, you got the whole country enveloped in this. Not that they weren't before, but they're really into it now because they got to. You don't get a chance to take a day off or think, well, you know, we're playing Columbus, so we're going to be okay. They're playing each other. And if you don't make the playoffs, you're playing amongst yourselves. It is a big cash drain. Whenever Montreal doesn't get into the postseason, it's a huge chunk of revenue that would go into the French-Canadian market that does not manifest because no commercials. That money is big. Advertising money in Quebec is a big deal because it's the only time where you can get maximum exposure for your products.
This also guaranteed, as you say, that quarterfinals.
Yeah, you got to have a team in the quarterfinals. If they get to the next round, everybody's happy because at least with Canada, hockey's universal, so they want a team. If it comes down to one Canadian team, all right, we'll all get behind this team to whip the ass of the American invader, and then we get back to what we do. Because, well, because hockey's their sport. You know, it's their culture. They want to say that. They don't have to brag about it. They know it is. Kids grow up from Pee Wee to now. It's the same as what we did, just with different sport. You know.
Man, I don't know about you, but I am so sick of seeing Pittsburgh black and gold. I don't mind never seeing Pittsburgh black and gold ever again.
The Penguins are a drawing card because of Cindy Crosby. And yeah, you heard me right, because I'm a Flyers fan. Yeah, but the league is getting better promoting. You know, they're not perfect. They still have certain teams going when they need to expose others. Like, I couldn't believe for all the years that the San Jose Sharks had a strong team out west.
This has been a bad year for them, man. Really bad year.
I know. But they didn't get the exposure they should have when the Los Angeles Kings had a great team and Jonathan Quick was the best goaltender in the league. You know, even with that, they still didn't get the exposure that they should have. So
It was a strong East Coast bias.
No, it was. It was a strong East Coast bias. They didn't even pretend that they were going to be interested in Canada or West Coast.
Well, you want Montreal, Chicago Blackhawks got played out because they were in Chicago. What are you doing?
That's right. No, you got to be able to maximize everything now. Hockey has gotten the break that they looked for. Courtesy of COVID. If there hadn't been any COVID issue, they would still talk about what hockey needs to do. Hockey lucked up, but they also made their luck by putting that great product out in the postseason and forcing everybody's hand. So now they got a new contract. People will see more hockey. That's always a good thing to me.
Reaching out, and he's no longer there, a guy named Solomon. And he was here in Richmond, Virginia, when we had RBI program and also MBJ with Bill Forrester. And I asked him to his face, how come baseball don't do more for the inner city and bringing out the youth? And you know what he told me, Gary? This is a black man. He said, we got to make money. Now, again, you had the guy. Let me finish, Gary. This is, again, a black man. And I can tell you what Major League Baseball did here in the city of Richmond. They put over $100,000 in redoing not one, not two, but three, but four fields, baseball fields in the inner city of Richmond. The people in the park recreation did not keep those fields up. Plus, they put a fence around them. So when I hear everybody talking about baseball, what baseball do, I'm telling you from what I've seen myself here in Virginia. Now, I don't know about no other states. I cannot comment on that. But I can comment on you what happened here.
My guy has three really good little fields.
Mm-hmm.
Now
know North Carolina A&T just canceled baseball. North Carolina A&T. Howard canceled baseball 20 years ago, which a lot of young kids from Richmond were going to. So, again, when we start saying baseball, again, Mike and Gary, I can only speak for what I know here in Virginia. I cannot speak about Jersey. I cannot speak about California. I cannot speak about Philly. But I can tell you the effort by Major League Baseball was put here in Virginia because people reached out. But then the HBCUs, the CIAA, did away with baseball. As a matter of fact, Norfolk State has a European baseball coach, and they just beat Florida A&M a couple of days ago. And guess what? They had majority of those players Europeans. They had three white European players, all with brothers, and they're competing for the MEAC championship. And I'm saying if you look at a lot of these HBCUs, you got a very diverse staff. So, again, in my humble opinion, Southern University, they had the guy Wicks who had the Golden Spike Award, which is the same as the Heisman Trophy in football. A black player from a black school got that. So what? So come on, if we gonna go ahead and talk about the big picture. When our HBCUs are donating with basketball, baseball, when money is running dry because we don't put the same emphasis on sports that we put on everything else in HBCUs, there's a problem.
That's
so I'm gonna speak for what I know. So baseball can't be sitting up here taking all the arrows when a lot of inner cities on the local level have cut money for park and recreation, which is in charge of keeping the baseball fields up.
That's true.
So it's
and
another side of the coin you need to look at.
And, Reggie, you know, a lot of baseball ain't being played anymore because those same fields where they used to play baseball, they're playing soccer.
Yeah, soccer. Yeah, playing soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And baseball is a very special sport.
I'm not going to hear again. Soccer is a new thing now.
Yeah.
Well, all you need is a ball, a couple of uniforms, cleats. But baseball, think about it. You got
to
have bases. You got to have bats. You got to have gloves. You got to have balls. That's the
also, you have to have
and uniforms.
Three coaches. When I was a kid, it was always three or four baseball coaches around. Now there's nobody around coaches baseball.
It's like I said before, Gary, when you cut off the revenue stream of taxpayer dollars, that a lot of our parents, unfortunately, are thinking every kid out there is going to be a basketball player. AAU has really hurt baseball. Nobody wants to talk about that.
That's
AAU,
a good point.
You got everybody thinking their next kid is going to get a big scholarship, is going to get a big NBA contract. No. The quote team that. There are more jobs in baseball than they are in basketball. But when you have people funnel their kids that play basketball, not play football, not play baseball, not play hockey, not play soccer or any other sports where you can make a ton of money. Hell, if you can play lacrosse, you got a 4-year ride and got decent grades, you go to any Ivy League school or HSC school, Johns Hopkins, and get a full ride, University of Virginia. So, again, even golf. So when you have those other activities out there that money's not being put into, this is the curve that you see. That's why a lot of young folks are running around here with nothing to do because they've been funneled a false narrative of people getting paid of AAU. And now we got kids that didn't even graduate from college that played on Arkansas National Championship League back in the 80s or whatever. And now they're sitting up there looking around at a boys' club and didn't get a degree, and then they're wasting their time away.
Mm-hmm.
So come on. I'm sorry. I ain't here to defend baseball, but I'm saying, again, a lot of inflicting that's going on in our community is self-inflicted wounds. So people who look like us want to get fast bucks, and they are the new form of slavery. That's the part that needs to be talked about.
It is. And because it needs to be talked about.
What do we do to change that?
Gary, the only thing I can think of right off the bat is if baseball is going to go in this direction, they need to put the brakes on it right now because all they'll do is destroy the good work that they put forward in skipping the All-Star game and moving it to another location.
Your memory urgently.
And because they did what they did, they made people pay attention for 5 seconds. So while you got their attention, you got to say something or do something to keep their attention. The fact that they've got 61 black ball players out of count the rosters and all that, we know it's a distinct minority. But it's not
well,
even so much.
40 players on the team now.
Right, but I know that. But what I'm saying is we're not just talking about a number of players. The quality of play is
yes.
also what matters.
Yes.
And we're not getting that. We're not getting that from baseball. We see it every now in Mookie Betts or I forget who the other kid is. You know, Adam Jones is putting out energy and whatnot because
and the guy
yes. McCutcheon, yes. Mm-hmm. But you don't see it consistently. We don't get that stream of black talent to let you know, oh, man, it's worth looking to turn on the TV and see if they're playing. Or if you live in that town, go to the park to see them.
Yeah.
That enthusiasm, that yep. enthusiasm ain't there. You know,
and Gary, check this out. You got HBCUs now. You ready to start playing hockey?
Roy White and Cleon Jones and Don Glendening and Joe
right.
Boy and the other guys that you wouldn't have anymore.
Yeah, but Gary, check this out. And you talk about other sports, you even got some HBCUs seriously looking at bringing in hockey. Now, how is that? Dr. Gavelle talked about that. And we're talking about schools now that might be
yeah.
being in Northern Virginia or even up north, talking about bringing ice hockey in. Now, just
shit.
Like lacrosse. How many HBCUs play lacrosse? That's what I'm saying. It goes back again. That you got to be visionary. That's why Dr. From Hampton University is a visionary. And again, the SWAC has been perfect right now with their super comps they got with the different teams. If they can get that revenue stream, a lot of people are mad with Deion Sanders, but hell, Deion Sanders is the best thing happening to HBCUs because it's bringing attention to them. Right
yeah.
now,
yep.
ESPN University on XM Radio is covering the Oxford Pine Bluff and Alabama A&M game. It might be a spring
mm-hmm.
championship game, but guess what? Eyeballs are watching. It's going up against the draft.
Oh,
when
I come back east this fall,
mm-hmm.
I want to go to a Virginia Union game.
Well, I can tell you right now, Gary, it won't be hard. Nobody there. If any game you need to go to, you might want to go to Howard or either go to a game up near you.
I've only been to HBCU game in New York City, the Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell you between Virginia Union and maybe Norfolk State or maybe Hampton, but Union, we lucky we get 500 people at the game, and that including the parents.
The reason why I want to go to Virginia State I want to go to HBCU school. I want to visualize what is it like to go to there, you know?
Yeah. Well, to get a true feeling, you look at North Carolina Central, A&T, or the bigger schools, the little small school. I wouldn't even do yourself a misjustice because you need the whole experience between the big bands, the crowds, and everything. And you'll see how COVID-19 does. But I'll keep you abreast of how the seating capacity is going to be because here in Virginia, we're still down to like 15, 20% occupancy. The numbers
okay.
really haven't gone up.
All right. Well, I got something for Mr. Ingram
here. Yes, sir.
Oh,
there we go. That's right. Give that man a proper birthday send-off. Yes, sir. Happy birthday. Now, let me tell you how the next TV show is. Bring it, Stevie. Get his
man
a good happy birthday.
Pineapple upside down cake.
Mom, great. God bless you.
Yes, Miss Mom, great. But having said
any last words?
Yeah, yes. I'm just going to say, Vice President Kamala Harris, it was nice knowing you, because this new person you are, I have no idea.
You're right. You're right about that.
I don't know who this lady is now.
Listen, she was always there.
What you got for tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, we have two more great matchups in the Big Bag Tournament. And I got to give you credit, G. The programming has been awesome. You made some wonderful choices. Prince and Mr. Biggs. Ronnie Isley, they are still counting votes on my side of the slate.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
hey, Mike, I'm going to interrupt you, but Mr. Biggs and them was at the draft, and mm-hmm. they did the draft pick, and I said, what the hell are they saying? They must have been drunk. I had no idea what they said.
Michael, this last one
mm-hmm.
had the highest voting tally I ever had.
Yeah. People are into it.
I never had this before.
People are into it, and they're into it in large part because of you and the way you presented the acts and the music you selected. You know, all of that has put together a great tournament that we're in the second round and probably will complete this by mid-May. Says a lot about the staying power because people could have lost interest a long time ago, but we've put matchups together that make people listen, and everybody seems to have enjoyed this. I'm looking forward to seeing how it ends. And as far as Sunday is concerned, 9 p.m. Eastern, after Gary and the Music Box are in effect, we got another great matchup for you. And there may be an appearance of a wild card. Make no bones about it. No bones about it. That's right. But Sunday, the feature matchup will be Peebo Bryson and Billy Stewart.
Oh,
old school
my.
Matchup. And again, there may be a wild card.
Jimmy,
no question.
Yeah.
So for everybody, please enjoy the weekend. I know I'm still enjoying it.
I bet you are. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you to everybody who sent love on my birthday. I'm truly touched by that. You know, I got my birthday back, and, you know, you guys helped that. Very thankful, feeling very blessed. Now, let's get through the rest of the weekend, carry on, and keep the tournament cooking. Make some good music for y'all, for all the Cold Caravan, please. Wash your hands. Even though it's nice, wash your hands. Especially because it's nice, wash your ass.
Wash that ass.
Nobody want to be around no stale ass.
The quote coming from America. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Wash your ass. Ha, ha, ha.
Yes. Wear a mask. We're not done yet. Wear a mask, please. You know. I know it's been relaxed in some places, but wear a mask to be sure and watch your back. Everybody, will see you Sunday, 9 p.m. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Thank you, Mike. Really? Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. Take a break. Come back. In 8 minutes.
Alabama, 8 minutes.
When the glory comes,
No man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, no. Now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight on to the finish, and then when it's all done, we'll cry glory, oh glory, oh.
Selma is now for every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, glory. Oh, glory.
All right, before I get out of here, we got a couple of things to do here. Ramona Almar will be erased from the Toronto Blue Jay history as he's been charged for allegedly sexual misconduct. Typical baseball. Washington Wizards become Dr. Town and East Western Westbrook with his triple doubles. And the New York Knicks are back in the mix in the NBA playoffs. Steph Curry breaks Dane Hart's 3-point record with 85 in 1 month. Warriors go to 7-2, that was last month. And they beat the Sacramento Kings 117-112. But the Golden State Warriors are going a hard time the last 2 or 3 games. The Warriors did not play well. I mean, they did not play well. The defense lacking, no guarding, laying people open with open 3-point plays when they went to Minnesota this past weekend. Minnesota scored 20 threes and they beat the Warriors on Thursday night. You can't do that. Yeah, Matador defense. It doesn't work. They lost to the Dallas Mavericks 133-103. When Warriors did not score in 10 minutes. That was a throwaway game. It didn't matter. But this is the it gets mean outstanding by 41 days. So Joe Gordon becomes the old man of the NHL. I think score a goal all through the night. The only reason it was at the end of this year at the Arizona Coyotes and the St. Louis Blues, they're on the night at the last playoff spot in the Western Division. The Hurricane becomes the first team to clinch the Western Division and they beat Dallas last week. Brother, Goldbrother, Brad Wayne, stood up for AHL December 9th as the emergency goaltender. Those who don't know who Brad Wayne is, he's an Canadian-American who played in the AHL 20 years ago. Maple Leafs get their playoff spot. I think this over the Canadiens becomes the first Canadian team to clinch a playoff spot last week. I told Michael earlier, Philadelphia, the New York Rangers, and Devils will all miss the playoffs for the third time in 4 years. This cannot be happening with all three teams losing. Moving on. Baseball is baseball as Madison Bumgarner gets a 17 no-hitter on Sunday night and they get the Braves. And what does baseball do? Oh no, it's not a no-hitter. It's only 7 innings. Wait a minute, hold up. You made the rule 7 innings and double-hitter. So that's a no-hitter. HBCU is the College World Series played this week. It's a small network. You need to go back to the internet and find out where it's on. Today and tomorrow are semifinals and finals or this weekend. The Black College World Series. The college baseball polls are out. Albany State, Golden Rams, and Savannah State are in the top 10. The Aggies, A&T beat FAMU in 6 innings. Maine upset Tuskegee. Kansas State remain unbeaten at 17-0 with a victory over Alcorn State. NCAA action, Kim Mulkey becomes LSU coach after years at Baylor University and winning 3 national basketball titles. In Texas, she moves to Louisiana. Go Bears! That's the Golden Bears as they un- Division Championship. South Dakota State Jackrabbits crossed Ross 31-3. North Dakota State Bison as easy over the Washington State Eagles 42-20. And the North Dakota Blackhawks beat Missouri State Bears 44-10. So today, tomorrow, the SIU Spookies will face South Dakota State Jackrabbits. Massive roster against LSU. I think this is the upset day. Athletic Department of Louisiana State. It could be a real serious problem getting recruits to Louisiana Baton Rouge. We will see. Sad news for the Black and Silver. As Mike Davis on defense, the man who intercepted the pass against the Cleveland Browns in the cold of Cleveland Municipal Stadium back in the 80s. As the Raiders go on to the Super Bowl and beat the Philadelphia Eagles, Mike Davis passed last week. Antonio Brown returns to Tampa Bay, and that means a complete Super Bowl team. Tampa Bay Buccaneers return for the 2021 season. Or 21-22 season, excuse me. Teddy Bridgewater moves from the Carolina Panthers to the Broncos. On Thursday, quarterbacks went 1, 2, and 3 in the draft. Gerard went to the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jets, the usual Jets, draft BYU Jack Wilson. And you know the Jets traded Sam Darnold to the way. Does anybody know what the New York Jets are doing? I don't think they even know. The Niners will get some Missouri Valley love as they pick North Dakota State quarterback Trey Lance. Trey Lance is a fine gentleman. I root for this guy. The first quarterback that I really like. He beat the mess out of SIU. That's okay. He's a Missouri State. When you go pro, you become friends with Missouri Valley foes. So welcome, Trey Lance, to the Bay Area. I hope you do well. I know people like you, and Jimmy G has welcomed you to the 49er baseball. Eagles draft wide receiver Devontae Smith, and this is a very smart thing because it puts teammates back together again. I think the Eagles did a really intelligent thing this year by putting these two together. The Eagles possibly could win the NFC East game with these two together. Now, I don't know what the Bears are doing. I have no idea what the Chicago Bears. They get Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields. Now I have four quarterbacks in Bear uniforms. What are you doing? Last weekend, Mr. Zink took the lead in the RBC Heritage Classic. Is that guy get the victory? The men are down under in the doors gladly open, and also in the morning. This week they moved to Florida for the Valley Sports Championship in Palm Harbor, Florida. Next week it's the Valley Sports Golf Championship in North Carolina at the PGA. The LPGA 2 weeks ago was the Valley Championship in Hawaii. Lydia Cole was there for 2 days. With Nelia Korda fainting. And Philippine star Lucas Jasso went to fourth. MB Barr to second. And South Korea, Su Young Kim tied for third. Last week, it was the Primera Open in Los Angeles, where Graham Brooke Anderson beat America Jessica Korda by one stroke. This week is the Women's World Championship in Singapore, as they go overseas. WTA, last week is Royal Monte Carlo Masters. Djokovic withdraws in Spain and their major home and home country of Serbia. Djokovic will be out for 2 weeks. This week is the BMW Open in Germany and the Marina Estrela Open in Portugal for men. Later are in Spain for the Madrid Open and in France. Open, did I say, Milan in France. NASCAR, 2 weeks ago, it was Geico 500 in Talladega Motor Speedway. Brad Keselowski wins. This week, the Busch Classic won in Kansas City as Keselowski gets the pole. Next week is the Goodyear 400 in South Carolina. 2 weeks ago, an IndyCar, an America IndyCar. 2 weeks ago, Alex Bellow wins the Honda Indy Grand Prix in Alabama, meeting Will Power and Scott Dixon in the first race of the year. Last week, it was St. Petersburg, Florida. Golf to earth the wins in a fantastic finish. This week there are Guinness 300 in Texas, but 2 races today and tomorrow. The Guinness 300 in Texas. Formula One had 2 races in the United States in 2022 in Dallas, Texas. And Miami, Florida in 2022. 2 weeks ago, it was the Italian Grand Prix. Hamilton gets the pole and comes in second place. Verstappen wins the race as Mr. Hamilton closed in and has to relapse. Last weekend they were off. This week they raced in the Portuguese Grand Prix. Next week is the Spanish Grand Prix. The Portuguese Grand Prix will be tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock Pacific time. It will be 11 o'clock in the east. And don't forget, 1 hour from now is the Kentucky Derby. Go check it out. Tomorrow night in the Cove, Jerry Butler and Jimmy Scott. After my show is Joe Ray on the roll, Michael Zingram, with the final of the second round. going to get to the third round next week. Hope you enjoy your week. Happy birthday, Mr. Ingram. Hope you enjoy your whole weekend. See you on Tuesday.